Hey friends, thanks to new support for virtual machine scale sets and multiple node pools, Azure Kubernetes Service, aka AKS, now supports availability zones. And Justin Luck is back once again to show us how you can get high availability for your most important applications. I'm learning about it today on Azure Friday. Hello, hello. I'm Scott Hanselman. It is Azure Friday. I'm here with Justin Luck, and we're learning about how to improve my availability with my AKS applications. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Very, very well. I'm trying to scale things. We've got to make things stay five nines. I want all the nines.
Of course. We're going to deliver some nines today.
I appreciate that.
Azure Kubernetes Service, we've been hard at work. We've got a lot of new features.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them that we're focusing on today is availability zones.
Okay.
And if you're not familiar with those, it's basically a way for you to get better resiliency within a region. There's usually three zones within a certain region.
Mm-hmm.
And with new capabilities like virtual machine scale sets on AKS, we can deploy a node pool onto a single VMSS and have that spread across zones within a single region.
Okay, so a region, I realize that this isn't exactly accurate, but let's say that a region is like West US.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a big Costco warehouse with an Azure thing in it, or is a region really multiple data centers?
It's the latter.
It is. Okay, so there's N number of data centers in a region.
Mm-hmm.
Is an availability zone spreading things across data centers within that, or is it just getting them far away from each other in the aisle? Like I imagine a Costco and it's got these racks. Could I be in the same data center but just separated physically?
Yeah, great question. So the previous way of deploying a cluster used availability sets. And
okay.
So that would put you within different racks within the same data center.
Okay.
So you have separated power between each deployment, but maybe not separated like cooling and different data centers like that. And so with zones, you get some of this additional resiliency, which is pretty cool.
Okay, so availability zones are a more sophisticated, smarter, region-aware version of availability sets.
Exactly.
Excellent. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so let's go ahead and jump into the portal here, and I'll turn up Cloud Shell, which has already pulled up a quick little script that I have here.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I wanted to come into AKS and deploy a cluster with availability zones, I'd have to define that at creation time, because this is something I can't update this after I create my cluster. I have to define this like right up front.
That makes sense, because I mean, you're underneath AKS are actual virtual machines and virtual machine scale sets.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be aware of where they are physically going to exist in the world.
Exactly. And so this is true for my first node pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have preview support of multiple node pools as well. So if I wanted to bring in a dedicated like GPU pool that has a GPU VM SKU, when I create that additional pool, I could actually define the zones at that additional pool creation time.
Mm-hmm.
But for my default pool, I'd have to specify that at initial cluster
creation. Okay, so if I have an existing already created default pool, unless I recreate my cluster, that is where it is, it's going to stay where it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I could add on to that with another pool.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and so if I want to use some of these preview features, we've got a little bit of registration available. So if you're interested in using some of these cutting edge features that we're spitting out, you can install the extension into your command line. And so this is just, you know, AZ extension add.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go and say AZ feature register. And then this would be the specific feature that you would want to use.
Hmm.
And so in this case, it would be availability zones.
I see. This is the command line equivalent of checking a box to opt in to
exactly,
a preview feature.
Exactly. And so preview, it's earlier stage. We don't recommend it for production. So we want to say, hey, this is some new stuff. I want to try it out in dev test.
Cool.
Do this simple task. And then when I do that, I can update my provider, which is for my AKS container service.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would simply say AZ AKS create. I would enable VMSS because I want this availability zone capability. And then I would simply say, my node zones, I want it to spread across zones 1, 2, and 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I like about this is that, of course, AKS and Azure and Kubernetes in general is this interesting thing that is both trying to hide hardware from you, but also being unapologetic when it shows the hardware underneath. And you found a nice balance here, where just with a couple of simple switches, you've made them aware of that there are virtual machines underneath, but there's still a lot of magic happening that you're taking care of for us, which is really
Absolutely.
What I would count on if I wanted to use a managed Kubernetes service. It's a really nice balance.
That's a really good point as well. So the pace and change in velocity around Kubernetes, the open source velocity behind it, mm-hmm. the concepts around what's managed, what's not, is kind of changing pretty quickly. And so we're making sure that we're going to stay on top of that, but we want to make sure customers know what's going on under the hood, because you know they're putting production out there. They want to know how to tune and tweak some of this stuff.
Exactly.
So if I actually minimize this, I actually have a cluster up already, so I don't have to wait for that.
Excellent.
I can come into here, and if you're familiar with AKS, you'll see the AKS resource itself, but we actually create a managed resource group to stick all of the infrastructure into if you need to go and take a peek.
Nice.
So if I come in here, I can click this, and this is actually my virtual machine scale set that I just deployed. And I deployed it out to North Europe, and here you can see zones 1, 2, and 3 that I specified that I want it spread across.
Interesting. So North Europe is that region, it's that --- location, and there are n number of physical warehouses or physical data centers, and then they are labeled logically zone 1, 2, 3.
Exactly.
And then do I need to care about what country they're in or where they're located, or just that they are numbered zones within my location, which happens to be North Europe?
Yeah, good question. When you're deciding what regions to actually go to, that is an important concept. So if you want high availability, you want zone spreading within a single region, but if you only do one region, you're still, you know, you have a single region failure.
I see.
If that entire thing goes out for some crazy reason. So Azure has, you know, tons of regions. AKS is in 22 itself.
You want
to pick a couple of regions to deploy out to, so a cluster across each region. Then you can do things like stick Traffic Manager up so that you can load balance work out across the clusters.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And do all locations have the same number of zones, or does it just depend on how big that particular region is?
It depends on the region. So
a little research up front on my part.
Yeah. So there's decent coverage of zones across Azure regions, but they're building these out like crazy. So expect this full coverage to come eventually.
Very cool. All right.
Yeah. And so if I come back into here and I'm going to refresh this, I can actually do an AZ AKS browse. And this will bring up the Kubernetes dashboard that I can have auto installed with my cluster. And so I'm just specifying my resource group and the name of my cluster, and we'll hit go. And then this is going to pull up a dashboard for me to view. And
I've always found this particular part amazing, because you came and talked to me once about Azure Cloud Shell. You're
yes.
in a shell, you're kind of SSH'd in, but you're not really because you're in the shell. And then you just did an AKS browse, but because you're in the browser, it could actually go and open another tab for you. It's such a clean and nice integration.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, a lot of that focus around developer tooling, making this a little bit more streamlined, that's huge when you're doing this every single day.
Absolutely.
And so here we are inside of the Kubernetes dashboard, and I can actually go into my nodes. And this is just pulling all of the metrics, all of the telemetry from my control plane so I can view it. And here you see I have about 5 nodes. And if I look into the labels here, you can see failure domain North Europe 1. This is extremely small, so I'll zoom in a little bit. And here you can see that zone 1. And then if I come down to, let's say, a different zone, you can see that this one's in zone 2.
Wow.
And so when I start to scale up my cluster, the VMSS underneath is smart enough to say, hey, I have 2 nodes in zone 1, 2 nodes in zone 2, and then 1 node in zone 3. I should put this new one in zone 3 so I stay balanced across all of them.
And is that something that we've added into AKS, or is that the kind of a choreographed dance between AKS, which is hiding things from us, and VM scale sets where the actual work is happening?
It's the latter. It's this beautiful dance that we're doing with compute. So being able to platform on top of concepts like virtual machine scale sets, you get benefits like best effort zone balancing and some of these other niceties. And so we're also looking into things like low priority workloads, if you have things that can be preempted out of a specific node pool. And it's just part of the goodness that you get from being on the platform.
And you've auto-generated these labels because you're managed, but I could also have my own labels. And then these labels provide me additional context and metadata that I can use to better understand what's happening underneath.
Exactly. And so if you have specific pods that should abide by certain zones, or some pods that don't care about the zone for some reason, you can say, hey, you know, select nodes that don't have this label, or I don't really care. And then the scheduler will be smart enough to go and allocate those for you.
Fantastic. So I can go online, I can learn about all these things, I can go and create new node sets that have this feature if I've gone and enabled that preview feature like we saw before.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I am learning all about how to increase availability with AKS in my Azure Kubernetes clusters today on Azure Friday.